Welcome to Murder in the Air Mystery Theater. I'm your host, Lori Fagan. In this podcast series, I'll interview authors who will then read from their mystery, suspense, or thriller short stories or a chapter from their published books. In addition, sprinkled throughout the coming weeks, the podcast will feature radio theater-style sections from the audiobooks for my crime fiction novels. We're back with the fun radio theater-style mystery called Art of the Steal, where a gallery owner has been murdered, a painting is missing, and suspects abound. Here are more episodes from the audiobook from the novel Bleeder. Welcome back once again to Murder in the Air Mystery Theater. I'm Lauren Price. In the latest Art of the Steal episode, Police Detective McCullen senses something is not quite right, and he interrogates the creator of a painting that is apparently missing. Artist Richard Coleman runs a hand through his spiky hair, weariness showing on his face.
How many more times do we have to go over this?
A wee bit longer. Don't get your knickers in a twist. Hey, don't look so grim. Think of it as the ultimate compliment. Out of all this stuff, they stole yours.
McCullen smiles at his own joke. Coleman does not.
Tell me again when you last saw Mr. Romano.
I told you it was about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. I'd been painting all day and was ready to go home for tea.
What kind of tea do you drink?
Excuse me?
Coleman looks confused.
Why, Earl Grey, of course.
Aye, but what brand?
What on earth difference does it make what brand I drink? This has nothing to do with...
Maybe, maybe not. Twinings? Berries? What?
Oh, bloody hell. Tea here in your country just isn't the same as in England. Red Rose, if you must know.
McCullen makes a note on his pad.
And did you come back at any time during the evening?
No, as is evidenced from my arrival this morning, I primarily paint in my studio from about 11 to 4 each day, Monday through Friday.
So where were you last night between 8 and midnight?
At home, by myself.
Anyone who can confirm that?
Certainly. Charles. My Maltese cat.
McCullen shakes his head as he scribbles a note.
You don't sound too broken up about Mr. Romano's demise. How come?
Mac watches the artist closely. Coleman arches one eyebrow and the corners of his lips turn down into a sneer.
I was the primary contributor to that man's monthly income, yet he was always late in his payments to all the artists. Perhaps I should say no more without an attorney present.
He stands.
Now, I'm obviously going to have to file an insurance claim, and I have other work that needs my attention. May I go?
Sure, for now. But the gallery and studios are closed today, and don't leave town, Mr. Coleman.
Richard leaves in a huff out the front door. A police officer in a blue patrol uniform comes to the end of the hallway.
Mac, I got something for you to look at.
Detective McCullen walks past the office door, where the medical examiner and her assistant are examining evidence. He follows the officer down the hallway, past small glass cubicles on either side. Most are filled with supplies and tools for painters and other types of artists who work in the rented studio spaces. They arrive at the back door, where a skinny glass window on the side has been broken. Glass is scattered around the open door.
See anything unusual?
McCullen frowns, studying the sharp fragments. He looks on both sides of the door.
Interesting.
Have the police found a significant clue? Stay tuned next time for another podcast of Murder in the Air Mystery Theater. Thanks for listening. This is Lauren Price. The Murder in the Air Mystery Theater theme music fades in and under as my voice begins. As the Art of the Steal podcast continues, Detective McCullen may have found a clue in the death of the art gallery owner. Dean takes over the voice of Detective McCullen with a slight Irish brogue.
Did you notice there are more glass shards scattered outside than inside the back door?
McCullen asks the patrol officer guarding the back door.
If someone broke in from the outside, most of the glass would be on the inside. This looks like someone smashed the window as an afterthought. Maybe to make it look like a break-in. Might be an inside job.
Yeah, that's what I thought too, Mac. I'll make sure the ID techs get pictures of it.
And tell him to dust for prints on both sides of the doorknob.
McCullen runs a hand through his thinning hair. He turns back around and walks slowly toward the front, studying all around the hallway.
Mac?
Medical examiner Finster's voice calls from the owner's office.
Coming!
Finster is sitting back in her motorized scooter's chair, studying the still body of Paolo Romano, the deceased man who owned the Contemporary Art Gallery. Stomach side down, blood has pooled around his head, which is turned slightly to one side, eyes wide and unseeing.
What's the story, Finn?
Mr. Romano has probably been dead about 10 to 12 hours. I'll know more when I get him on my table, but it appears he was hit on the head and strangled. I'm just not sure in which order yet. While head wounds produce a good deal of blood, that may not be the cause of death, which I suspect was asphyxiation from ligature strangulation. I have yet to find the garrote used, but suspect it might be a metal wire.
Like this, ma'am?
Comes a voice from the hallway. Another patrol officer holds up a 3-foot length of picture-hanging wire in his gloved hand.
Found it in the trash can inside the back door.
Finster motions with her fingers for the officer to pull the item closer. She looks at it without touching, then flicks through the camera photos until she comes to a close-up of the dead man's neck.
Possibly. Bag it, please, and send it with the body.
The Murder in the Air Mystery Theater theme music fades up and my voice comes in. Was it an inside job? Could someone from the gallery have tried to steal a painting and got caught in the act, thus murdering the owner? Join us again for another Murder in the Air Mystery Theater. I'm Lauren Price. Thanks for listening. Episode 8 of the Mystery Theater podcast is mostly my voice, but Dean helps with sound effects and voices for both Detective McCullen and his lieutenant. I cue the introduction music, which fades up full and under, and I read into the mic. Welcome back to Murder in the Air Mystery Theater. I'm Lauren Price. Tonight on Art of the Steel, the medical examiner is taking the gallery owner's body for autopsy while police continue their investigation. With the body of Paolo Romano on its way to the morgue, EMTs pack up their gear. Detective Liam McCullen glances at the entrance, roped off with yellow crime scene tape, where a small group of residents have gathered and are whispering among themselves. He barks orders to the various patrol and other police techs at the scene of the art gallery murder.
Patrol, get someone at the front door to keep those idiot looky-loos away. Dexter, go through the computer and get me a list of all the names and phone numbers of the artists here. See if Romano had an assistant who can shed some light. Jameson, keep looking for anything that might have been used to strike our Vic and check the dumpsters in the area. Ari, you and your partner go door-to-door to the other businesses to see if they heard or saw anything unusual between about 8 and midnight.
The front door beeps and a tall, muscular man in a dark suit strides in. He has a full head of coal-black hair and his steely gray eyes seek out McCullen, who turns toward the sound of his footsteps.
LT?
McCullen nods in acknowledgement of the man as they meet in the center of the gallery.
I hear you got a DB, McCullen. Has that so-called reporter from the Evergreen Rag been here yet?
Lieutenant Harrison St. Louis demands.
Nah, ain't seen her, but the day is young. Now about the DB.
Look, try to keep this out of that damn newspaper as long as you can, would you? The chief doesn't want to scare off any tourists.
I'll see what I can do.
McCullen's words are at odds with a doubtful expression on his face.
About the DB.
Ah, jeez, not here in front of all these nosy busybodies.
St. Louis steers McCullen towards the back of the gallery.
This could be a PR nightmare.
Lieutenant, we got a dead business owner here, a missing piece of art, and no suspects. I got my hands full here.
Just wrap it up as fast as you can. The chief...
All due respect, it's no gonna be an easy one. Things just ain't adding up. To top it off, Mr. Romano might not have been the greatest businessman.
Lieutenant St. Louis looks off, thinking.
Paolo was complaining about his security system bill. Look into his financials. Let me know if you find anything of interest.
St. Louis turns on his heels to leave.
Roger that, Lieutenant.
McCullen wearily shakes his head. And under his breath, he mutters,
"What a pain in the arse."
Is this a case of a small business owner stiffing his stable of artists, or is there something more sinister? Come back next time for another Murder in the Air Mystery Theater episode. I'm Lauren Price. Good night. The familiar Mystery Theater theme song plays along with my voice as the narrator. Was the art gallery owner in financial trouble? And can Detective McCullen solve the murder before the local media gets hold of the story? Around 4 that afternoon, Detective Liam McCullen is reviewing his notes, waiting for the forensic computer tech to find the information he's looking for, when there's a loud banging on the front door of the gallery. A young woman with long blue-black braids to her waist, wearing a huge turquoise squash necklace and a wide-eyed look on her tawny face, waves frantically. She ignores the patrol officer attempting to shoo her away.
Oh, bollocks. Gallery's closed.
The woman keeps knocking, her mouth moving, but McCullen can't hear what she's saying. He begrudgingly heads for the door with a scowl on his face for the guard. He opens the door a few inches.
Lady, I said...
He begins, but is interrupted as the woman rushes right by him.
I'm so sorry I'm late.
She has a huge bag slung over her shoulder and her blue jeans are smeared with dried paint.
Let me open my studio and...
She suddenly stops, turning around to face the lawman. She pulls a pair of thick eyeglasses out of her bag and puts them on.
Hey, who are you?
Mac pulls out his police ID badge and shows it to her.
Is this Paolo's idea of a bad joke? You gonna arrest me for being a few minutes late for my volunteer shift?
Your shift's canceled. There's been an incident.
McCullen says, putting away his badge.
Who are you?
No, I have to be here. I'm almost done with the painting, and my client is picking it up at 6.
She starts to head back to the studios, breezing past the officer at the front desk computer, who looks up, his eyebrows arching.
Hold on. I said, who are you?
The woman turns around.
I'm Nasha Benali, one of the studio artists here. What happened?
Let's have a little chat about...
No, I don't have time. My...
I know, you're painting. Call your client and tell him you'll be a little late.
I couldn't. Paolo said...
Aye, what did Paolo say?
Tears well up in Nasha's big brown eyes.
He said if I didn't get it done in time, I would get less commission for the sale. And I need to send money to my mom on the res, and I have rent and student loans.
Her lower lip quivers.
Mr. Romano is dead. You know anything about that?
Her chocolate brown eyes grow wider.
What? No, I just saw him last night, and everything was fine.
What time last night?
About 8:30. He told me I could leave early and that he would close up.
That's so. Did he say why?
Not really. Just that he was expecting someone.
She pauses for a beat, then her shoulders relax visibly.
So does this mean I'll get my full commission?
Her face lights up. Forensic computer tech Dexter Dales waves the detective over.
Mac, Nasha here is one of Romano's assistants.
He presses a computer button and the printer to his side whirs to life.
Got the list of co-op artists for you.
McCullen takes the paper.
Grand. Call him in here for a meeting. Pronto.
My voice returns along with the theme music. Was the young artist the last to see the art gallery owner alive? And who came to visit at closing time? Find out more on the next Murder in the Air Mystery Theater. I'm Lauren Price. Thanks for listening. Music from the Mystery Theater theme song plays, followed by my voice as the host, Lauren Price. It's another episode of Murder in the Air Mystery Theater. A young Native American woman and her fellow co-op artists might be able to shed more light on the now deceased gallery owner. 11 of the 12 artists who show their work at Art on the Square, a contemporary gallery in Evergreen, California, sit in hastily set up chairs in the center of the art space. Most look nervous, except for Richard Coleman, who looks bored as Detective McCullen addresses them.
So, any of you had a beef with Paolo Romano?
Several heads turn to look at each other, then one by one, nearly all but Nasha, the young artist's assistant, put their hands in the air. McCullen shakes his head, then turns to her.
Miss Benali, I thought you said you didn't like that Romano lowered your commissions.
Well, that's true. But he let me assist him for free. And he often yelled at me and didn't like the way I did things, so... Oh, yeah, me too, I guess.
She raises her hand. Within an hour, the detective had many comparable stories from artists. Armida Murrieta, a watercolor painter with long brown hair, explained how Romano didn't pay her on a regular basis. Nelson Freestone, a short, slim silversmith, said sometimes the owner wouldn't tell him about a completed sale. Oil painter Marianne Gale, with a wild shock of pink hair, noted that on two separate occasions, Romano claimed to have been given a discount to her clients, paying commission on the lower price, even though it was later discovered the art patron paid full price.
So where's this Terrence Jacobs, who's also in the co-op?
Paolo prefers, or preferred, to call it artist participation, not co-op.
Mac glares at her.
Terry is a sculptor. I don't know why he's not here.
Probably hasn't got his lazy ass out of bed yet.
One of the young men jokes and others chuckle knowingly with him.
Look, if there's anything else you can think of, give me a call.
McCullen passes around his business cards. As some of the artists leave, the forensic computer tech, Dexter Dales, hands a stack of papers to the detective.
Our victim had a number of money troubles. His rent was supposed to be $5,000 a month, but he was only paying his landlord $3,000. His monthly sales were barely $2,000 a month during the good times and much less in the off-season. He was hocked up to his eyeballs and the bank was starting to lean on him to repay his loans.
Brilliant, Dexter. Good work. Patrol says none of the neighboring businesses heard anything out of the ordinary, though many were closed already by that time. I'm still liking that it was an inside setup job. And maybe this last artist who didn't show today was involved.
Dales packs up his briefcase.
I've got a copy of the computer's hard drive, so if I find anything else, I'll let you know. I'm done here.
Mr. Detective, sir?
Nasha Benali's soft voice pipes up from behind him.
Aye?
I got an extension from my client, but there's a special event downtown tonight, so... We were wondering if the gallery could be open to make some sales.
McCullen looks at the hopeful artists' faces.
Yeah, crack on. I think we got all we need for now. I'm going to have a chat with Terry. But let me know if you hear anything else, and just stay out of Romano's office.
The detective leaves as the artists jump into gear to straighten up the gallery, turn on the stereo, set the lights, and put out refreshments. Coleman exits swiftly out the back. Mysterious music fades up full and under, and my voice begins. It seems there are suddenly plenty of suspects who might have been mad at the gallery owner. Or was the missing artist part of the deadly scheme? Tune in again when Murder in the Air Mystery Theater continues. I'm Lauren Price. Good night. That was the radio theater-style mystery called Art of the Steal from the crime fiction novel Bleeder. Characters were performed by actors Leroy Timblin, Tess Jenkins, Anne Vidian, Andrea Ballou, and David Specht. And I read the narrator part of Lauren Price. Next time on episode number 21 of Murder in the Air Mystery Theater, join us when Desmond Ryan, author of the Mike O'Shea crime series, reads from his light traditional mystery novel, Mary Margaret and the Case of the Lapsed Parishioner. Episode number 22 will feature more episodes from the audiobook Art of the Steal, and join us on episode number 23, when Barbara Hinsky talks about her books and how she's had a second made into a Hallmark movie. If you are listening on the podcast platform of your choice, please subscribe and leave a review or provide us with feedback. If you're on YouTube at Read Laurie Fagan, please subscribe, give us a thumbs up, and click on the bell to be notified when a new episode has been released. And for freebies, check out our Patreon page at Murder in the Air Mystery Theater. For more information, you can visit readlauriefagan.com. Thanks so much for listening, and come back again, where you will always find Murder in the Air.